Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, it's Sonic here, joining Rodney and Will on the Video Games Now podcast. I just released a really shitty trailer where I look like a humanoid drowned rat. Join us later where we're going to talk about Sonic and how shitty he looks. It's all coming up at supersonic speed right now.
Hey guys, it's going to be a fun little podcast here. We're going to talk about how shitty Sonic looks in the new HD trailer of the Sonic movie, who we also have some friends that work on the show, or had work on the show, so we have a little bit of inside information. And
unfortunate.
Yeah, really unfortunate. And we're also going to talk about the Sea of Thieves update, because we were talking about it last week, and now we've actually played a lot, like pretty much 12 or 15 hours of it now. So we got a lot of experience. We're going to talk about that today, too. It's going to be sweet. And yeah, okay, so Sonic, let's talk about him. So what were you, what were your initial thoughts when you saw this fucking disaster piece?
What was the director thinking?
Pretty much. Oh my god, he's got human teeth. I'm just looking at the picture. He's got human teeth.
They tried to humanize him too much.
Yeah, and that killed it. That killed it really bad. And someone that I've worked with recently worked on that show for a couple days, and they were in the art department's concept room, and where they had pictures of Sonic, and this is like before they even started shooting, and they had like pictures of how Sonic looks in the trailer, and they're like, this is fucking retarded, like no one's gonna like this Sonic.
Yeah,
so
who comes, like, who finalizes it? Was that the director?
Yeah, the director finalizes it. So the they'll do like a concept drawing, obviously, like the art department, and then they'll show it to the designer, and the designer will approve the designing aspects of it, and then he'll show the director, and then the director has like the final saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So, who is the director? Let me look this up, because it's got to be someone who's never played a Sonic game in their fucking life. This is gonna hurt the. You think this is gonna hurt the Sega Genesis Mini or what?
No.
No. I think this will drive more money to the Sega Genesis Mini, honestly. They'd be like, oh, yeah, that's not Sonic. I'm going to play actual Sonic to just redeem my myself. Yeah.
But the director also said Sonic's getting a redesign now.
Yeah, he did. He did confirm that, yeah, just because why would you not? And, I mean, hey, they got the money, right? Like, Jim Carrey saved them probably millions of dollars just by his facial expressions alone.
Yeah.
So
it just looks so bad.
It, yeah, like the trailer, if I just couldn't look, like, it looked like a shitty, like, B movie fucking Sonic.
Yeah,
you know, like Jim Carrey, and then Jim Carrey was very typecasted, but I mean, obviously Jim Carrey does what he does really well. But yeah,
I just have a feeling no matter what, even if they fix Sonic's design, the only thing that's going to be good about that movie is going to be Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I feel that's going to be the case exactly, yeah. So I'm just like, so the director was Jeff Fowler. Let's see what else Jeff Fowler has done. And This is turning into a movie podcast. But we will jump back into games, but he's known for Gopher Broke. Where the Wild Things Are is where he directed that. The Goon. That's it. He's done fuck all compared to, according to IMDb.
So basically, he has to fix Sonic's design because this is like one of those career-breaking movies.
This is more than career-breaking. He's only directed two things. One being Gopher Broke, which is a short. And then Sonic the Hedgehog. That's the only two director credits he has. He has two writer credits, two animation credits, an actor credit in Gilmore Girls as Bob. Fucking whatever. And he on Where the Wild Things Are, he was in visual effects, animation research and development in 2009. But the last time he directed was in 2004, so this is going to be interesting.
This is definitely going to be one of those moments that in like 10 years, they're going to be like, so whatever happened to that director that did the Sonic the Hedgehog live action movie?
Yeah, he's directing Traffic at the White Spot now. Yeah.
He's probably working in White Spot, back on the grill.
Yeah. Well, he's grilling this movie real good. It's going to be interesting for sure. So I wonder they're going to end up doing the 2019 release now with them extending and basically redoing Sonic's character.
I think they will.
They
haven't said anything about postponing, so.
Yeah. He just looks so fucking dumb. Oh,
and his legs.
Yeah, his leg. Like, it looks like a guy in a fucking furry suit. Like, it looks so bad.
He's supposed to be short and stubby. He's a hedgehog.
Yeah. And, I mean, the visual effects for him running and stuff were pretty cool in the trailer. I like Jim Carrey's kind of little act there, too. But I don't like his design. Like, Eggman is like a fucking, tall bowling ball, essentially.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that they didn't want to make Jim Carrey, you know, somewhat unrecognizable.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Because that's the big name selling the movie right now.
Memes basically, we feel bad about Jim Carrey's back because he's literally carrying the Sonic movie.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of those. I've seen a lot of memes where, basically... Oh, I gotta find it. It's like one where like Jim Carrey's drowning the director, and the producers are just watching. Yeah, it was funny. But so same thing with Detective Pikachu. Like Ryan Reynolds is coming in as kind of the big name attached to that. So who knows if how that's gonna be? Hey, but we can probably go watch that Friday night. The Detective Pikachu movie comes out on Friday, May 10th. And you know what? Each trailer that comes out with this, I'm a little bit more excited to see it, which I never thought would be the case because there was a podcast I think we did really early. Yeah. I think it was like the third podcast we ever did. We were literally mocking how stupid this movie
Pretty
was going
to
be. Yeah. So.
But I looked up some of their early reviews and it says it's a good movie.
This is good. It has 50% on Metacritic right now, but I don't trust that. Because
we have to wait till it's actually out and more people review it.
Yeah, it's got a 7.7 on IMDb and 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's a solid B plus, a B minus. Yeah. Sorry, B minus. So, all right, coolio. Well, I don't want to talk about movies anymore. Let's talk about Sea of Thieves.
All right, Sea of Thieves.
we've had a couple of good times on that. Cole got married. You look like the fucking ape from Planet of the Apes to Caesar. Terry Berry looks like the clown from It. I got my Grand Admiral shit. Oh, it's
he big. Also kind of looked like what was I gonna say when he had the beard on and the eye patch. Have you ever watched
Johnny English?
Johnny English,
yeah.
Remember the very first movie. Remember when he's giving a picture ID type to the police officer for the sketch artist?
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks so bad, like a ginger guy with like bright red hair, afro, kind of like fringy, mustache, a little bit of beard, and eye patch. And at the end of the movie, you actually see that guy at a pool.
Yeah, We had a lot of fun yesterday, and I streamed it, so we're going to probably put together a little video with all the best clips of it and all the funny things that we said.
A long stream.
Yeah, it was 7 and a bit hours. Most of that was actually because of the story, but we'll get into that later. But yeah, the Cole getting married was one of the funniest bits. He was like trying to orchestrate a band, like coming to play at the wedding, and then he wanted an officiant, and like me and Terry Berry like holding lanterns and like turning them on and off.
And music.
And then he's like, let's go have a celebratory drink of grog in the hot tub. And then we all started throwing up in the hot tub.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was a rowdy party. That was the social area in the new arena mode. Let's talk about arena first, because the story's probably going to take a little bit longer. So the arena, if you guys haven't played or seen any streams or anything of it yet, basically it's like a less shitty battle royale in a way. So you guys all spawn in on, and they're galleons only. So if you want to have a crew of three on a galleon, which was what we did to start and actually got second place, pat on the back. And so you start in, five ships, crews of four, and you all get the same treasure map, so you got to find the treasure while fighting off all the other pirates. And it's actually super fun. What were your initial thoughts on it there, Mr. Will?
I really enjoyed it. I liked how you started out in the social hub area, and then basically it divided. I don't know how many. What do you think the max is for teams?
I think that because they have a couple dedicated servers to arena, and when you were in adventure mode before, I never saw more than five ships. So yeah. I think five ships with four people each. So what is that? That's 20 people. 20 people max. Probably it probably can handle another ship, but maybe it was a little sluggish, so they just tuned it down to five.
And then you all get your color, name of your ship.
Yeah, and then whenever someone discovers a treasure chest, it tells you which ship found the treasure chest. So then, like yesterday, for example, Red was just finding like everything, and we're like, oh well, we should maybe go after Red because they're gonna win.
Yeah,
yeah. So
no one else did. The stupid green guy went after us.
Yeah. So you get points for killing people, and when I say points, I mean silver. You get silver for killing people, I think it was like 5 per kill, and then you get 25 per cannon hit. That racks up. We literally were in the lead with 2,000 silver just from ship damage. We haven't even turned any chests yet. I believe you get, when you find a treasure chest, you get 500 silver, and then when you cash a treasure chest in, you get 1,000 silver. So that's how the points work, and then if your ship sinks, you lose 1,000 silver. So yeah, protect those ships. And but what commonly happened to us last night, which was kind of annoying, was we would start spawn in with five ships, and then two would drop out, or three would drop out even, and just be the two of us.
Yeah, I guess people want to go to other servers when there's less people.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of random in terms of where each of the, like the little circle is, our playable area. I think it's random, and when people see that it's in an area that sucks ass, they back out and want to do something else. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like we had a really good system going. There was with the four of us. I basically sailed. I was at the helm and called the winds, and occasionally shot some cannonballs and stuff. And then Will was kind of like utility dude. Little bit of everything, actually.
Yeah, I was all over the place.
Yeah, Cole was
cannons
our
fixing.
Yeah,
sails.
Cole was like our main treasure digger, and then Terry Berry was our like. Kind of like trump card, be like, hey, we're dying, be like, copy that. He'd like come down and kill everybody.
Yeah he's a beast.
Yeah, he's the Hawkeye of One Piece, of Sea of Thieves.
Yeah. With arena, what do you think they could have done better?
I'm feeling like this mode's gonna get stale. I heard in the game chat yesterday, someone's like, you're not level 50 fucking what do you say, level 50 in Sea Dogs, which is the rank that they've assigned, or the new faction for just arena. And he's like, what, you guys aren't level 50 yet? It's like, dude, the game mode came out a week ago, like fucking chill.
Yeah, I could see, like, you could probably grind this one if you, like, this guy had no life.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm level what, 13, and we played for 6 hours, like not even 6 hours, like 3 hours. But I'm sure once
4 or 5 hours, and then we spent the rest on the freaking story.
Yeah, so I'm sure that once you get to level, like, 25, 30, it's gonna, you know, take a while. It's gonna take 3 hours to level up.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But, basically, the combinations go, like, get kills with, like, every kind of weapon you have, and place in the top three, place first, what was the other one? Get silver. Yeah, there's the basic combinations that you would expect, but we were in the top three, like, every game we played.
Yeah, so we got first 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
So we finished the combination there, get first once. That was easy.
Yeah.
And then there's finishing the top three 10 times. We did that.
We did that every time. Like, we didn't finish less than third, like, ever. Mind you, like I said, over half of those games, we had 2 ships drop out, and there was only 3 of us, so it was impossible to get lower than that.
Still.
Yeah.
We did good.
Yeah. The first game we played, like, you and me had no clue what we were getting into, and we got second.
Yeah.
So, in that game, we had 5 ships, I'm pretty sure.
And no Terryberry.
Yeah. It was
three games, remember, is without him.
Yeah. Three guys on a galleon, which is not easy, which is why they added the Brigantine.
But we won.
Yeah. It was good. What could they have done better? I kind of sidestepped your question. Yeah, I think it's going to get a little bit stale. So I honestly think maybe they should have less ships where you can turn it in, because that's where the interesting shit's going to happen, is at the ship where you turn all your treasure in. Like, if they had 2, like, ships that constantly were moving, that would be super interesting.
Yeah, I kind of, once you dig up a chest, I want skeleton spawns.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing's about PvP, which is what everyone's been screaming for since the launch of the game.
It's not full PvP, though. You're still racing to get treasure. It doesn't matter. Like, I could kill every single guy there, and we'd still lose.
Right, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, maybe some, like, a random ghost ship to add to the mix. That'd be cool.
Yeah, like, with, like, 5 minutes left or something.
Yeah. Or, maybe even, like, a boss battle, even. Where it's, like, a gigantic skeleton ship, like a Man of War type of shit, that just lights up everybody, and then you all have to try to sink the ship, and then once the ship sinks, it's, like, a free-for-all for the treasure. That'd be so badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's what it needs, is more kind of events.
Yeah, for sure. So, anyways, what did you think that arena needed to be a little bit better?
I think it needed to be a bit bigger.
Yeah, it was kind of lacking, wasn't it, in terms of space? But, I mean, you only have 20 minutes to find treasure and take it back, and they don't want everyone wandering way the fuck out, right?
That's true, but maybe there should be, like, different modes. Like, maybe there could be, like, an hour mode.
An hour? Ooh, like an endurance mode?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be interesting. But, and then...
bigger map, probably, like, maybe you could up the crew size or teams again to a bit, and then, because you might not run into people, but within an hour, right? Like, this, it's do or die the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, they should also have some sort of mode where it's, like, brigadines and sloops. Like, Adam and Cole would fucking massacre everybody in a sloop.
Oh, they would.
Like, Adam massacres people solo. So, I can only imagine if he had help.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm with you there.
That's crazy. Alright, so, let's talk a little bit about the story then, because that's kind of all we have to say about the arena. It was a lot of fun. Like, it was so much fun. And once we finish editing the video, we'll kind of highlight the best parts about the arena, and then you guys can check it out on our YouTube page. And it's going to be feckin' sweet. So yeah, anyways, let's go to the story. So, okay, actually, fuck the story. Story to the side. Let's talk about the new mechanics. So let's talk about fishing. So the fishing is quite well-oiled in terms of how it all works. So they obviously spent a long time on it and figuring out how to make it work and how to make it work within the game. So the best part about the fishing is it adds a whole new... like a hunting faction, so you gotta get that to level 50 now. And now there's like a whole bunch of new combinations to get and certain requirements to get each fish. So, like, the splashtails are fucking everywhere. They're like, you know. I can't think of a metaphor that's good enough right now, but yeah.
I have yet to find a wrecker.
Is that the deep sea fish?
Yeah, it's the one that spawns by like wrecks and stuff like that.
You need to use leeches. That's the only thing it bites.
Yeah.
So yeah, each some fish don't have to have any bait at all, but you have to use the right bait in the right circumstances to get the specific fish. And even when you do use the right circumstances, there's five different types of those fish. There's the three like semi-common ones. There's one super rare one, and then there's a one that spawns at night, and that's for every single type of fish. So yeah, there's a lot of the only thing I hate about the fishing. That's all Cole does. Well, and that's all you do too. Don't fucking try to sidestep that.
Hey, I'll still get off and do the sails. Cole doesn't.
Yeah. But yeah, I was talking about this when we did the Anthem podcast a couple months ago. But I like the new mechanic in Anthem where it doesn't tell you what gear you have or anything until you're done the mission, because people would take themselves out of the game to re-equip themselves, and then the team's starting to suffer, and that's exactly what's happening here now in Sea of Thieves. It's like, oh my god, we're gonna crash, hit the anchor. You're like, oh, I can't, because I'm fishing. Like, fuck! Yeah, it's super annoying, especially on a bigger ship. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, why don't you tell me a little bit about how you felt about fishing and the hunting and the cooking and all that loveliness.
I'm enjoying it. I like that they've added another element to killing the Kraken in the Meg, because then now you can get the meat, and it's worth to not. It's not worth as much, but it will level the hunter a lot faster than just per se a normal fish.
Yeah. And then yeah, the Megalodon gives actual meat now, and it's good. And the Kraken meat. Oh, I just had a freaking nom flashback to our ship sinking when we went to the Kursails and losing all that fucking meat.
Fish.
Yes.
That was cool.
So you can
upset.
Yeah, so you can hold five different kinds of meat, and then you can or food in general, because they've added there's not only bananas now, which got nerfed super hard. It only fills 10% of your health. There's pomegranates, there's coconuts. What else? There's one more. Well, I know there's a super rare pineapple that actually has two bites, but it fills your health 100%. So that's cool. So yeah, you can get all those types of food, but you can only hold five still, which is kind of stupid. They've added so many food items into the game, you should be able to hold at least 10.
Yeah, I could see that.
And then what else we got? We got, yeah, all the grub you can hold separately too. So you can hold leeches, earthworms, and grub, and that's it. That's all the bait there is for the fishing rods, and then obviously wood and cannonballs, just like before.
Yep.
So yeah, it's quite a bit different. Like, this is a huge patch. There's nothing small about it, and there was a lot of learning curves even for us, and we've been playing since the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with what they've added. I'm a little disappointed that there's no limited edition stuff.
Yeah, they were talking about how much extra DLC, not DLC, sorry, extra cosmetics and stuff are going into the game, and then there's been fucking nothing.
There's three things. The parrot outfit, which is normal. The whale for the ship is from the hunter, and the glorious sea dog from the arena.
But the glorious sea dog hull and sails look fucking badass.
Oh yeah, that's what we've been sailing today.
Yeah, it looks majestic as fuck. And then they get on board and we're all fucking potatoes.
I can't wait to get, like, the cannons and the capstan and the wheel.
Yep. We played till 3 in the morning last night. And that totally snuck up on us. We were playing. We were playing at midnight. We're like, oh my god, it's midnight. We need to go to bed soon, boys. We're like, yeah, we'll just quickly finish the mission. And then 12 a.m. turned into 1 a.m. and then 2:30 and then 3. And we're like, fuck. And then, yeah, we got off. Yeah.
I got up at 8 a.m. I don't know about you.
Yeah, about the same, 8:30, yep.
Terry Berry woke up around 9, but he got out of bed at like 12, he said.
Yeah, I'm debating playing tonight, because I really want to play tonight, but...
I've been playing. Terry Berry's waiting for me to go back. We've been doing merchant quests out in Devil's Roar.
Fuck, I should be doing that with you.
Man, we've made so much money. Oh, and I found, this is the first time I found it, the box of Wondrous something. I can't remember the name.
Of Wondrous Stone or something?
No, it's like, it's one box. It spawns only once in the map, and it's worth 25,000 gold.
What?
Yeah.
What? Is that in the new update or what?
I don't know. Terry Berry was telling me about it, and then like I'm swimming in the water, and I'm like, ah, I see something glittering. And he's like, okay, grab it. I look down. I was like, hey, what was that thing you said? And he's like, oh, yeah, I got it. And he's like, what? So we turned that in. You had to sell that to Grace. The problem is it doesn't account for any of your factions. It's just straight gold. I was wanting it for my gold hoarders.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't sell it to anyone. It's just only Grace. But still, 25,000 gold, what am I going to say?
Fuck yeah.
And then the merchant quests, like, because once you pick up the items,
yep,
you can put another quest down.
Yeah, no, That's right. So, what, no, you have to take it in still. Oh, no, no, the Devil's Roar ones are different. It tells you to deliver it to pick up something and then deliver it to somebody else, right?
Yeah, as soon as you pick it up, it leaves your table and you can put another one down. So you could stay at, like, the outpost, and we had, like, three.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, because I know when we did the story mission was pushed to the side. You could put another one down. We did that yesterday just to count nautical miles for our order. So, yeah. So that was cool. So the first night we played, which was Tuesday, we did the first story mission. We're doing the second story mission. We started it, and then we were like, "Hey, the curse sales are up. Fuck, we should go do that." And me, you, and Terry Bay were all like, well, "Let's go do the fucking curse sales." And Cole was like, "No, we're not doing the curse sales. It's not happening." And then we're like, "Well, it's 3-1, and we're sailing the ship to the curse sales." And he kind of shut up there for a bit, and then we did the curse sales event, and we sank. But we didn't. We sank fighting. Like, we fought to keep that fucking ship up for, like, 10 straight minutes.
We would have been okay, too, if those two other random pirate ships didn't join the fight.
Yeah, and then,
like,
so...
fighting two ghost ships plus two actual, like, players? Like, come on.
Yeah. So, when your ship's sinking and you have a bunch of fish, literally, just... don't even worry about the cannonballs or anything. Like,
grab all the fish.
Get all the fish. Because when those fish go down, that sucks. Because we had a couple of rare ones on there, too.
Yeah, and I don't like soggy fish.
Yeah. So, we have a cookie mechanic in now. So, you can't cook bananas or fruit, which sucks ass. But you can cook fish, chicken, pork, and snake, and megalodon meat and all that nonsense, too. So, basically, you gotta watch it and see how done it is. So, the first time I cooked, I'm looking at the fish, and it looks normal, like, when it comes out of the water. And then it has three stages. It has, like, the pink stage, the cook stage, the burnt stage. And I saw it at the first stage where it's pink. I'm like, oh, well, that's done. And I gave it to Cole. He's like, this is not done. He goes, this isn't even close to done. And then he went to give it back, but he accidentally ate it and then started puking everywhere. That was funny.
Oh, man.
So... yeah, this game's so good now. It's so good. Devil's Roar sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to try to join you later, but I'm not playing late because I need to get up for 6:45. Or, like, to be at work for 6:45, and you got to be...
That's the same thing for me, but we still play late.
Fuck. All right. My body has gotten not enough sleep. Like, it feels like I've been on set for, like, a week straight.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We're almost done.
Yeah. And, alright, so actually before we jump into story, there's one... So now when you open Sea of Thieves, before you select your ship, there's three different modes. Obviously, there's the Adventure mode, which is the classic mode that's been available since launch. Now, and then Arena, and then there's also an Emporium. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah, so there's an Emporium now, but it's locked. It says coming soon. So Will and I were kind of speculating what that might be. And
I'm going to... still say microtransactions.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there. I think it's going to be some sort of microtransactions where you can buy in-game gold, limited edition cosmetics, something like that. So
yeah, I wouldn't be too... Like, if they brought back, like, the limited edition stuff, but instead of, like, being able to buy it in the game with, like, free gold, but you had to actually pay for it, I'd be okay with that.
I'm actually really enjoying the fact every time you complete a story mission, it gives you some sort of cosmetic. I mean, all the achievements should have some sort of cosmetic reward attached to it.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, I mean, sure, the doubloons are cool, but then the doubloons don't really get you anywhere except for more mercenary quests and more, you can level up your factions quicker.
That is true.
So, yeah, I'd rather have some...
I'm looking at the forums, and I forgot about this, too, in the latest Sea of Thieves video thing that they do with the director.
Yep.
They said that the Black Obsidian stuff that they were going to make available to all players now, you know, like the Chips Ahoy.
Okay, yep.
And a lot of people are saying it's 100% going to be the shop where you buy stuff with real money.
Yep, 100%. Yeah.
Could also be where you buy pets, too. I bet you those will be with real money.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I wonder if Sea of Thieves has been losing money because of it being on the Game Pass. Because basically since launch, everyone's like, don't buy the fucking game, just get it on Game Pass because it's not worth $69. And I wonder if the game's been suffering from that.
Yeah, I could see it. And as much as I hate microtransactions, I'd be okay with it for Sea of Thieves, mainly because as long as they're not loot boxes.
Yeah, and I mean, we've talked about this before. I'm sure loot boxes seem to be like trending out.
They're dying.
Yeah, because everyone
mainly
hates
a lot
them.
Of countries are actually banning them. Like Belgium has made them actually officially illegal.
Yeah, because I want to know what I'm buying.
Yep, that's the thing, right? Yeah. So I would spend like $5 if I could get like say the Wailing Maw sales.
Yeah, I would buy all the ceremonial Grand Admiral shit like immediately.
Yeah. So even if I spent real money on it, it's just adding to my game. I'm getting it with Game Pass. I haven't spent money, so this is where they can make a bit of their money back.
Yeah. I kind of wish you could design your own flag. That's something I kind of want in the game because
you just do a straw hat. I know you.
Well, yeah. But at the same time, I want the option to design my own flag so that it's like, oh, you know, then if you're a streamer, for example, you come up with your own stream, like maybe it's your actual, you know, streamer logo.
Yeah.
And that's your flag. And then when you're out in the world and you see the streamer's like flag from a distance, you're like, fuck, that's so-and-so. We should go over there and fuck them up or make friends or whatever, right?
That's kind of cool, yeah. Because Sea of Thieves is never going to have a tournament mode or anything like really competition wise.
Yeah, I mean maybe the arena, but I somewhat doubt it. Like it's not
going to be an e-sport though, like Fortnite. Yeah. And you know, other games like that, when streamers have their own thing, they try to go incognito now to avoid stream sniping.
Yep. So yeah, anyways, we have the story mode, so let's talk about that now. Story mode. So this is basically what people have been wanting in the game since launch.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, I'm quite impressed with it. It's really well, like, designed, actually.
Yeah, I was really happy. I didn't know what to expect when we picked up the first mission called the Shroudbreaker.
Yeah, so basically, you'll get a journal or a map or something rather. That it's outside the conventional treasure finding in Sea of Thieves, where you get a treasure map like of the actual island with X's on it, or a riddle. For example, we did one last night where it was like a children's book and it was all scribbled in children's drawings, and you had to figure out.
That was no annoying, actually.
It was a little annoying, yeah, but we figured it out. But yeah, so she had a ship being drawn, she drew a ship and then she drew it sailing between certain landmarks and going to certain islands. And it only gave you the name of one outpost, and you had to figure out, based on the drawings, which island it was at. And then it showed you, it had a little illustration of the island, and then a little illustration of where the treasure was. So you had to figure out where that spot was, based off this children's book. And that was 3 hours of our time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I like that kind of shit. I like that kind of puzzling that you have to figure out on your own.
Yeah, like, that's how the first mission was. The first story, remember? That was all puzzle.
Yeah.
And the second, though, that introduced something entirely different as well.
Skeleton Lords!
Yeah, that was an interesting boss fight, actually.
So if you've played Sea of Thieves before and you've fought Skeleton Captains, this is, like,
ten times.
The 10 times skeleton captains. Like, it was insane. So we had Cole and Terry Berry, who are both really good fighters in Sea of Thieves. I'm like
still dying.
I'm mediocre. I don't know what you would consider yourself as.
I'm getting about too mediocre. Yeah. I wasn't doing too bad in Arena. I had like 7 kills last night.
Yeah, same here. So yeah, me and you are mediocre, and then I don't know how many the other two boys had, but yeah, so skeleton captains, you know, we can if there's two of you especially, like, you can probably beat it in about, you know, less than a minute.
They're nothing.
Yeah, they're nothing. And then now this skeleton lord, which first of all we had to track down. So we had to go and find 2 items on 2 separate islands using riddles. And then we went back to this Order of Souls bitch. Whatever her name was. Sorry, Order of Souls lady. That was very rude of me.
Yeah, can't remember.
Yeah. And she made like this special compass that just always pointed to where the skeleton lord was. So you had to basically follow it. And then we found them and we're expecting it to be like the skeleton captain fights. And we're like, okay. We guys ready? All right, here we go. We just, like, stormed in, and then she spawned, like, 12 fucking skeletons immediately. Most of them had guns.
Yeah.
So
hold on, though. Don't forget her attack. As soon as I saw her, she sent me flying off the cliff.
Yeah, she has this, like, explosive attack that just, like, sends you flying. All, like, doesn't matter how far away you are from her. If you're within 100 meters of her, like, you get blown back.
Like, yeah, it's a massive and attack. If you're like where she was like the top of the mount or the top of the island. So yeah. If you got pushed, you were literally falling to your death.
Yeah. And since she was up there, you can support each other with cannon fire from the ship. It was like literally all of you had to go up there. I went up there with the Eye of Reach and that was helping us out a little bit. But
it wasn't until we tricked her down onto the beach, then you and I opened fire on the cannons that we finally started doing significant damage.
We didn't miss once. We hit her 10 times with cannonballs before she died. It was like she's a monster.
Yeah. She's worse than a ship, guys.
Yeah. Like, we can sink a skeleton ship in less than 10 cannonballs.
Yeah. We even hit her with the powder keg, remember? That did nothing.
Yeah, it did fuck all. That was the first attack we did, was the powder keg, expecting it to basically, like, insta-kill her.
Yeah. Like, nice try, guys.
Yeah. Now we have full voice acting in the game. Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. It's not bad.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I definitely want to play more story when I have time. It's definitely a commitment, because you never know how long it's going to take.
Yeah, I mean, the first one we did really quick, but that was kind of a teaser to the whole thing. Oh, and here's the other thing, is there's accommodations for doing it 5 times. Each mission, there's 9 of them. 5 times.
Yeah, we gotta go kill Brigsby another 4 times.
Yeah, that's... And imagine if we have potato skins with us. We'll be so fucking fucked.
Well, knowing we're usually pretty good now, so we usually have Terry Berry and Cole.
Yeah, Terry Berry just got back into it a couple days ago. Or not a couple days ago, but like a week or so ago.
Yeah, he's 2 levels, I think, now for Order of Souls away from Pirate Legend. And then he can take Athena quest, and then he'll just power level us.
Well, the Athena quests don't count towards... they don't count towards like the normal factions. It's its own faction.
Yeah, but we can still start earning Athena points, turning in the chest, even when we're not Pirate Legends. We just can't buy anything, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I've been in the Pirate Legend place, and yeah, I tried to buy stuff, and the literal words out of the tavern wench's mouth was, oh, we're not allowed to we're not supposed to have kids in here, go back to your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure you can still, like, if you turned in, like, 3 Athena chests, or even a chest of Legends.
Yeah.
I think it'll still raise your Athena score. You just can't do anything with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I'm still level 1 Athena, but I'm only 25% to level 2. Because we cashed in one Athena chest, yeah.
And it only goes to 10, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I think so.
Interesting. There's so many combinations for being a Pirate Legend and doing certain activities, like killing Krakens and whatever, right?
Yeah. Basically, I just want to, Terry Berry becomes a Pirate Legend, I want to start saving my gold for, like, the ghost ship and the ghost clothing.
Yeah.
So when I actually become a legend, then I'll just buy it because it's going to be expensive. I think the haul is like 1,000,000 gold.
1,000,000 gold for the legendary haul?
Yeah.
What? That's madness. I'll be buying that. I'll be spending $69 on that fucking haul.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, take my money. Take my money.
Yeah. And this is coming from a guy that doesn't spend any money on anything related to video games, DLC.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting when the rest of us hit Pirate Legend. I've gained a few levels today playing with Terry Berry, so I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I want to be Pirate Legend so bad. I'm 5 away on gold, and I'm still a little ways on merchants and souls. But how's your hunting level? Like, what level are you now?
Still 8.
Okay, I'm level like 13.
Are you?
Oh no, I'm not. I'm fucking lying. I'm just trying to look cool. I think I'm 8 too. 8 or 8, yeah. 7 or 8, yeah.
Yeah, it's super slow. Unless you get Kraken meat and Meg meat, you basically go up like a sliver.
Yeah. So like basically every time I turn in any treasure for gold, souls, or merchant.
Yeah, basically, unless it's Ashen. I find like the Ashen chests are like the only ones I want to do, but Cole really hates that region. But now that I've gotten Terryberry, he really likes it, so he says this is going to be his new region, and Cole's just going to have to deal with it.
Well, Cole, Cole's going to have to, it's going to be 3-on-1 for that, so.
Yeah.
Suck it, Cole!
It's
sorry.
Where you can make the most money. Like, you turn in one merchant thing, or like, turn deliver it, it's 1,400.
Yeah, like I said in the video on our YouTube's channel, it's high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
So, it just makes the most sense. Fucking Cole. Cole and his whining.
Even the Order of the Souls, like, the stuff you get out there is always, like, Ashen hateful and Ashen villainous.
Yeah. So, I've made the album art already for our episode, and it looks like Sonic the Hedgehog is going to eat us.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and he's got his, like, shitty design, his, like, human teeth, and he just looks like he's looking at us like we're fucking breakfast.
Nice.
Yeah.
I saw that, the Treasure Gnome picture.
Isn't it freaking good?
Man, I almost disappeared.
Yeah, just your head sticking out. So.
I thought when Terryberry turned around and saw me, he almost backed off the freaking rowboat.
Yeah, totally. So, alright, so yeah, we got, what's coming up? Yeah,
could you imagine setting up a trap like that?
Yeah.
Just stack the treasure, right, and then sit in it and wait for someone to see it on the side of the beach.
I'm shocked that, I want to set up a trap for someone where we put a bunch of sea dog chests on the dock, and then just put a powder keg, like, hidden behind them or something. And
Eye of Reach it,
and then blow up, like, someone's entire ship. That would be fucking money, dude.
Oh, that would be perfect. Yeah, we gotta try stuff like that. We gotta be shady.
Fucking super dirty.
We were playing earlier, just in game chat, and we went to this one island to turn in some crates of fruit. And because there was a ship there, they started telling us, they're like, oh, we're new, my friend's new, don't attack, we're friendly, so... Terryberry covered me. I turned in the fruit. They were friendly. But because we were in game chat, Adam was like, oh, I wish we were in party chat back then. He's like, I really wanted to sink them. I just didn't know if they'd hear us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we lucked out yesterday when me and you shot ourselves over to that legendary pirate ship there. And we got on it and we're like, I'm looking around like, where the fuck are these guys? Like, it's a super small island. We should be able to see where they are. And then I was about to go on to, we were in party chat. I was about to push alt on my keyboard and go into game chat and be like, hey, where are you guys at? We're checking out your ship. It's really cool. And then you're like, hey, they have a skeleton captain's chest. I'm like, fuck, take it. We're going. We fucking bailed and swam away. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that was a good time.
Oh, fuck. Right. Cole saw them later, in, like a couple hours later. When he was cashing
it.
Yeah, I wonder, he should have been like, hey guys, how's it going? And like, oh, someone stole
Thank
our skeleton.
Thank you for that skeleton chest.
That would have been so funny. It would have been good. I'm just looking at this picture of Sonic trying to eat us. And I don't like it. And then I also put the picture of us sitting, you, me, and Eric sitting in the skeleton captain's chair.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's solid. Alright. But anyways... Yeah, what else are we talking about here? I got Sonic. Yes, we talked about Sonic, talked about Detective Pikachu. So yeah, if you guys want to join us on the next podcast via Patreon, for our supporters, we'll have a live show going for you in the chat. You can, if you've seen Detective Pikachu, you can join us for that one and tell us your thoughts while we record live. That'll be a lot of fun. And yeah, what else we got here, Will?
Ooh, I don't know. What do we have for game releases? I think the only game I'm really looking forward to right now is Rage 2.
Yeah, that's coming out end of the month, right?
May 14th, so 10 days away. Nope, 9 days.
9 days away, motherfucker. Cool. And
there goes $80.
Well, but there goes a good $80.
That is true.
Yeah, you know, you gotta look at the positives. So,
then the game's broken.
So, Respawn, it says here, we're just cycling through the news here. So, Respawn confirms Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order gameplay will be shown at EA Play. That's something to look forward to, because the cinematic trailer blew us away. We were talking about a couple podcasts ago. And, yeah, but I'm interested to see how the gameplay looks.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, when before we started playing, because yesterday was May 4th.
Yep.
I saw they had a big Star Wars sale on the Xbox store, and they were... they had Star Wars KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic,
right,
for free. And the second game, Knights of the Old Republic 2, was only $4.99.
Oh, shit.
So I picked up both of those. So once I figure out my internet issues, guys, I'll probably be streaming those for Retro Night.
Fuck yeah, buddy. And Cole's got to upgrade his internet. Holy shit.
Yeah, I think it was because of him that I was lagging so bad yesterday.
He wasn't the host, though, was he?
Yeah, he started the ship.
Fuck. Okay, yeah, that can never happen again. Who has the best internet? I think I do, honestly.
I think it's you.
Yeah, 300. I have a Shaw 300 or something.
Yeah, could be Terryberry, though.
But, I mean, mind you, I'm streaming at the same time, so I don't think I'm the best host option either.
Probably Adam.
I would say Adam, yeah. So, actually, before we go on, shout out to Eric. Eric got hitched on the weekend, so hope Eric's enjoying being married. Because
enjoy your honeymoon.
Yeah, enjoy your honeymoon. The first week after you get married is the best time, and then after that it goes back to normal, and then it gets steadily worse. So yeah, speaking from experience. Anyway, so we have Left 4 Dead 3 released a teaser trailer, and then Valve confirmed that it was fake. So that's unfortunate for some Left 4 Dead.
You never
3.
Know with Valve.
Is Valve like wishy-washy on everything or what?
Well, they're the ones that own Steam.
Oh, right, I forgot about that.
And they haven't released anything in a while. Like, a lot of people are still waiting on, oh no, I can't think of the name.
Some dude.
Yeah,
or some lady,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So, another thing here, Activision confirms we'll be hearing about Call of Duty 2019 very, very soon. Who cares? It's, like, fuck. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare fucking 4.5, you know, Black Ops 16, I don't know, something. Fucking who cares? Call of Duty recycled bullshit.
Yeah. Almost 800,000 cheaters have been permanently banned from Apex Legends.
Well, that's good. That should clean everything up. Oh,
that means they got rid of almost 1 million players.
So then I'm sure they have enough players to fill the gaps in. I'm sure there's a couple million people playing Apex.
Probably.
Before we go back to the news here, so I'm going to put this in the video, but the adventure mode, every pirate is a fucking potato now. Like, all the skilled pirates are playing arena mode, so there's no skilled pirates left on the ocean from what we were.
Oh, there still is. We got sunk today because we got a little cocky. We were turning in some fish, and we didn't see the ship come up right behind us.
Okay, yeah, because I was steering the galleon, and then I kind of misjudged the dock a little bit, and I got us stuck. So we were literally stuck dead in the water, and the brigantine that came up on us could not sink us, and we sank them, and we couldn't fucking move.
They were bad.
Fucking amateur hour. And then they came back at us another couple times, and we sank them every time. It's like, if you can't sink us when we're standing still, you have absolutely zero chance of winning.
Yeah. Which I kind of like. It means, like, there's still new people starting to get into the game.
Yeah. So, this is a very clickbaitable article. Microsoft, Solitaire, Mortal Kombat, and Super Mario Kart join the Video Game Hall of Fame. Really? Solitaire?
It's one of the biggest games ever created. So many people still play it on their PC.
On their PC?
Yeah.
What? Why would you? I can understand your phone, like when you're bored and it's like, let's just play some solitaire. Like
in the office, though, people still open it up. So.
Well, I mean, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
And it's a classic game. Even as a kid, I didn't really know what I was doing. I still wanted to try it.
I don't understand Spider Solitaire. I don't know how
that works. No, that one's garbage.
Is it garbage? Okay.
I don't understand it. Like that other game that was on the PC. Do you remember the one that... it was easy to understand. It was just annoying. You remember you click a block and it would either explode or it would unlock a little
Minesweeper?
Portion of it? Minesweep. Oh, yeah. Goddamn.
Yeah. But no one actually knows how to fucking play that game.
There's no, like, actual strategy. It's random.
Yeah, it pretty much... Like, it gives you... I think how it works is whatever number... Oh, no, the ones mean zero, technically zero or something.
Yeah.
And then when it says two, that means, like, there's one mine on either vertically or horizontally on that line.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
But finishing that game is impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you cheat, I don't know. I literally don't know how I've won that game a couple times. Total luck. So, anyways, yeah. That's...
Congratulations, though, to Mortal Kombat for entering the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. And Super Mario Kart. It's about fucking time. We should check out the Video Game Hall of Fame OneNote podcast and go through it.
Yeah, we should. That'll be an interesting one. We can see some really bad games, most likely, that have just become cult classics.
What's a bad cult classic? Just give me one.
Ooh. Brain's not really working. I'm trying to think. Something that everyone's played that sucks.
Bad cult classic games. The Google says... I guess the Zelda CDI games.
Oh, yeah. There you go. They better not be in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame for how shitty they are. Cult classic video games that no one bought on Game Revolution. Well, yeah, like I said, we'll save this for another podcast, but yeah, this is intriguing me now. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we'll cut it off here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And yeah, next podcast, we'll talk about the Detective Pikachu movie, because Will and I will see it on Friday. And
we still haven't seen Avengers and Endgame either, though.
What would you rather see, Pikachu, Detective Pikachu, or Endgame?
We should just do both.
We should, because we'll take Brittany to Detective Pikachu. She'll fall asleep, and then we'll leave her there, and then we'll just go see Endgame.
Sooner or later, like, someone's gonna go in there to clean up, and they're gonna be like, "Excuse me, miss, we're trying to clean up. You have to leave."
Yeah, yeah. They'll think someone.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
They'll think someone Cosby'd her, and then I'll have to come get her.
Oh man, at least your phone would be off.
Yeah. It sounded like she was somewhat interested in the Marvel movies, but I'm not holding any promises because any action movie she falls asleep at. So I took her to see Interstellar. I mean, mind you, that movie was really fucking long. But yeah. So, all right. Yeah. Thanks for listening to this half movie, half video game podcast. Check us out on our website, videogamesnow.ca, and follow us on our Facebook page and all that loveliness. So thanks a lot, guys, and we will see you all on the next one. Bye bye.
Later, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.